Inside China's digital war on information about the coronavirus. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. As China has tried to contain the spread of COVID-19, the coronavirus, it's using a lot of tech. Drones to send thermometers to buildings, apps to track cases of the virus. But China is also trying to contain the spread of information and dissent. And that includes tactics like slowing down the internet and stopping, even arresting, people who are streaming information. Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent based in Shanghai. She told me what it's like to live with censorship that's both visible and invisible.
On a daily basis, when I turn on my computer, I have to not only get on to the Wi-Fi, but also turn on the VPN to access the outside web. And then I also have to log into a second VPN for our office. I mean, there was a day where it took me 40 minutes and I could not even access my Gmail. I couldn't access my work email. Coincidentally, when the internet got really bad, was also the time when Dr. Li Wenliang died. So his death sparked a lot of public anger, and it was sort of around this time where the internet just got really slow.
And so it's literally slow, like you see a lot of buffering, you have to wait, nothing loads, you're not getting error messages or anything. It's just sort of mysterious. Is it like a hope that people will just give up and stop trying?
Sort of. I mean, it comes in a variety of ways. Sometimes it could be artificial intelligence. So on our WeChat moments, sometimes you can post something on there, but you can't forward it from a friend. Or you can link to an article one day, but you can't link to it another day. Sometimes you're trying to get onto a news website or a news article that is from the official state media. And like the internet speeds kind of happens sometimes like retroactively. So it's just very confusing. And so you just don't really know. And that's the crux of the problem.
This is frustrating in some ways because it's deploying tech to control the spread of information and not create more accurate flows. Is there any tech that you know of that's being deployed to create better information or gather better information?
Well, the government is very worried about the spreading of rumor. And certainly the people that I've spoken to, they are wary that there is a lot of bad information out there, a lot of false information. But in terms of how people are bypassing it, well, for many, many years, people have been very clever by using homonyms or similar sounding names, words, using symbols perhaps, or trying to use photos to bypass the censors to transmit this information. The problem is, as I said, it's not clear exactly what words or terms are censored, and it could happen at different times. Like maybe today this term is okay, tomorrow it is not. So it's an ongoing thing. It's a cat and mouse game.
Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent based in Shanghai. We'll have more from her on Monday on how the Chinese government and businesses are also stepping up their collection of personal data. And now for some related links. There's a good piece in the New York Times from this week about how China's usual propaganda tools are not working as well in the face of this disease. People don't trust the government, and the deal that they've always agreed to, trading personal liberty for protection and safety, doesn't seem like it's working out. So there's a war online between the propaganda and the dissatisfaction. You'll find a link to that story on our website, marketplacetech.org. And here's what else we're watching in tech. Facebook announced it's canceling its big developer conference called F8 because of the coronavirus. That doesn't suggest a lot of confidence in efforts to contain COVID-19, given that F8 is in May. Meanwhile, the Game Developers Conference, scheduled for March 16th in San Francisco, is still on the books, although Microsoft, Sony, Facebook, and big game companies like Unity and Electronic Arts have all pulled out of the event. Organizers of South by Southwest, which starts March 13th in Austin, Texas, have said that the Tech, Film, and Music Festival will go on as planned. Interestingly, Facebook is apparently still planning to go to South by Southwest. I guess nobody wants to miss that good Austin barbecue. And in news unrelated to coronavirus, the online gaming platform Roblox just raised $150 million for a total valuation of $4 billion. And if you aren't familiar with Roblox, my 7-year-old niece would be delighted to explain it to you. It's all we ever talk about. Roughly half of the children in America who are aged 9 through 12, and clearly plenty of younger kids too, are hanging out on the Roblox platform, playing various games, chatting with each other, and updating their avatars constantly. One of the general partners at Andreessen Horowitz, which led the latest investment round, said Roblox has the potential to become, quote, the metaverse, as in the fictional reality in Ready Player One, where people spend all their time because the real world sucks. On the one hand, I find this depressing. On the other hand, I guess now is as good a time as any to build these kids a virtual refuge. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.